Stop 11. The Space Needle.
What a wonderful view in the Space Needle.
Probably Seattle's most dramatic legacy from the fair is the Space Needle. People the world over associate the space age structure with our city. Towering at 605 feet, the Space Needle was the highest point in Seattle in 1962. Knute Berger experienced the fair when he was 8. He's a Seattle writer for Crosscut.com and the Space Needle's writer-in-residence.
I love Nelson Rockefeller's description of the elevator ride up the needle and down. He said it was like going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. And that's one of those things that maybe seems tame today, but those little capsule, space capsule elevators that shot you to the top, that was really a thrill ride. You gasped, you know, as you went up. And there was a lot of work that went into trying to figure out what would be the icon of this fair. You know, Paris Exposition had the Eiffel Tower. New York World's Fair had the Trilon and Perisphere. These legacy, the Crystal Palace had the Crystal Palace. What was Seattle going to have? And so Eddie Carlson, who was a Western Hotels executive, now the Westin chain, was on a trip to Stuttgart, Germany with friends. And somebody took him to the top of the Stuttgart Tower, which was a tall tower with kind of a barrel-shaped restaurant on top that gave a fabulous view. Well, and it had a restaurant, an observation deck. And he thought, if we built something like this at the fair, it would be symbolic of the space age, it would be dramatic, and it might have a business model where it would survive the fair. He sketched the Space Needle on something. We don't know whether it was a napkin or a placemat, but he did a doodle of it. And out of that, the Space Needle was born.
In addition to being a structural icon and fair landmark, the Space Needle was a fun place to go with spectacular views and fine dining.
And, you know, they had these cocktail menus up, and on one side they had the orange top of the Space Needle, and then they were like a little compass and showed what was outside your window as you rotated. On the other side was a cocktail menu. And they had these drinks like Around the World and corny ones like a haystack. So you could order a haystack in the needle, you know.
Up we go and around we go, dining in the sky.
And it was a place where everybody lunched. You know, when Robert Kennedy and the entire Kennedy kid clan visited, they took over a big chunk of the needle and ate up there. There are all kinds of photographs of all the political dignitaries entertaining special guests.
What a wonderful view in the Space Needle with you.